Hello and welcome to episode 122 of Martin Uncut. Today's date is April the 6th, 2022, and today's episode is Yugo, a static site generator. So let's start off today's recording by talking a little bit about the elephant in the room. The frequency about my previous episodes didn't really work, did it? And I've been thinking a little bit about why that is the case. So when I started out my podcast, and I actually did like 120 or so episodes within a little bit more than half a year. And then when I changed the frequency, I got two out very infrequent. And I think it's pretty good for me to have a daily schedule, because then I actually get it done, or close to daily schedule. So far, it's not a commitment that I will give you this every day, but I will start to try to do it again. And the reason why: there is happening a lot in my life, and especially my technical interests. During the last 6 months or so, I have had multiple projects that may actually be quite interesting to talk about in a podcast like this. So I have been doing automations for my handwriting notes. That's one thing that I can talk a lot about. I've also had a pretty large firewall and VPN project where I implemented a firewall and VPN both at home and at my office. I've done a lot with around my privacy. I've changed email provider, I've changed DNS provider, and so on. And there is a big NAS project coming up, and there is a lot about that I could and want to talk about. So there is going to be more podcast episodes coming out, so just hang tight. But today's episode is about Yugo, and Yugo is a static site generator. And what the heck is a static site generator? Yeah, so you can actually have both static sites and dynamic sites. And the difference is really that a static site is just plain files. So it's HTML files, it's CSS files, which are just text files, both of them, that can be read by your browser and then rendering the sites. And there's also binary files like images, you can use videos, you can use all these other fun things. But they are static. Once they are created, they stay the same, always the same. A dynamic site, on the other hand, that is a site that is actually most often generated as the user, like the web user, the browser, is accessing the site. So when that person goes to the site, the HTML will be generated, and sometimes the CSS as well. And also, sometimes the images you see on that page is actually scaled as well for your needs when you go to that site. So why do you want to use one or the other here? Well, there is some pros and cons. If you're concerned for, let's say, speed, a static site is generally more fast, or a lot more fast. And the reason for that is that your web server doesn't have to do any computation when the visitor goes to your website. It just serves the file. So essentially, it goes into the file system, read the file, and serve it to you. That's all it has to do. A dynamic site, it needs to read the files on disk, and then it maybe needs to compile that because it's PHP or another language, and then it runs that code, and based on that code, it may also need to connect to a database and fetch data from that database, and based on all of this, it can generate the HTML and CSS. That's a lot of complexity and a lot of steps just to get a website out. So that is why a static site is faster. Another pro thing is that it's actually a little bit simpler. You don't have to worry about server setup and all the components and all of these different things that you may need to consider when you are setting up a dynamic site. You can focus more on the content and the security. But if we look on the other side instead of what's negative with a static versus a dynamic site. So I just said that the static side is a little bit simpler. The con side is that sometimes it's harder to start. And the reason it's harder to start is a lot of the dynamic tools, they have one-click installers. So if you go to your normal web provider, you can go in and start a new blog with just the press of a button. And then you can start working with it. So it's quite easy to start, and then you work within the browser. If you have a static site, you usually need to understand how that tool works so that you can actually create it. But when you do understand that, it's quite simple. The other con with a static site is that, of course, it lacks dynamic content. Most web pages today, there is some form of dynamic content in them. The most common thing may be a simple thing such as a contact form. In a static site, you can't have a contact form because it's static. You can't have comments because it's static. Of course, there is ways around this. You can import functionality from other websites into your static site. And in that way, you can get a contact form, you can get comments and so on. But they are not inherently inside your static site. So that is a con. So there is, of course, pros and cons with both. Me personally, I run both static sites and dynamic sites. And sometimes statics are better and sometimes dynamic are better. Do you want to learn more about static sites and especially Yugo? I am going to have a course or an online course. I'm preparing an online course. And that's going to be the 14th of April. And it's going to be at 7 p.m. GMT plus one. So that is Stockholm, Copenhagen, Paris, Amsterdam time. You don't have to register at all. I don't even need your email or anything. But you need to get in touch to me to get the link because it's a little bit closed community that you're getting invited to. But I would love to see you there. Why am I doing this? Why am I setting up this course? Well, first of all, I really love Yugo. Yugo is a fantastic tool and it seems to be working pretty fine. I'm using it mainly on one site and I have done a lot of playing around with it for other sites. So it's a nice tool and it's definitely something I can recommend people to learn. I also wanted to try out some concept related to course setup and creation, really. So you are going to be my test rabbit. So that's what I get out from it. I can try this out on you and you get a free course. Fantastic, isn't it? I hope you enjoyed today's episode and see you back here tomorrow. Ciao.
Martin Anka, your daily technology dose.